This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Tanzanians are observing 14 days of national mourning and flags are flying at half-mast in honor of President John Magufuli, a prominent COVID-19 skeptic in Africa who died at age 61. His vice president said that Magufuli died Wednesday of heart failure. Magufuli had not been seen in public since the end of February, and top government officials had denied that he was in ill health, even as rumors swirled online that he was sick and possibly incapacitated from illness. According to Tanzania's constitution, Vice President Hassan will be sworn in as the new president and should serve the remainder of Magufuli's five-year term, which he began last year. Here in the United States, the man charged with killing eight people in a series of shootings at massage parlors in the southeastern state of Georgia is set to be arraigned later today. Prosecutors are charging 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long of Georgia with eight counts of murder and one count of aggravated assault. He was arrested after the Atlanta area shootings late Tuesday. Police said Wednesday that they did not yet have a motive for the shootings, in which six of those killed were women of Asian descent. Authorities say when Long was taken into custody, he told police the attacks were not racially motivated and that he had issues with sex addiction. The crime created a wave of fear in the Asian American community, which was already reeling from attacks that have occurred since the start of the coronavirus pandemic a year ago. The virus originated in China. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News.